again, and welcome to another episode of BitNote with David Collins. We'll be playing some great video game music, and I hope you'll enjoy and have a great listen. All the best. Okay, so to start things off with, I'll be playing more music from a game that I played music from last week, the game Katamari Damacy. Katamari Damacy was a pretty fun game, and it's actually got a really great selection of tracks. It's not just a few like ambient or background musics, it's got a full vocal soundtrack, and the songs play in various different levels as you're rolling your little katamari around the level, trying to pick up as many stuff as possible, getting it to grow bigger and bigger, and basically as you're doing incredibly bizarre things and other things that make you wonder why everyone's just sitting back and watching you do it, you hear some great music in the background. I'm going to play a bit for you now, and I'll chat a bit more afterwards, because there's actually a bit of a story behind how I finally got my hands on playing the original Katamari Damacy. It's had a couple of sequels which are easier to find, but sure, I'll play the track and hope you enjoy. end, that was Lonely Rolling Star. It was by Yoshiko Yano, with vocals by Saki Kabata, and it is from Katamari Damacy by Namco. So I mentioned a bit about Katamari Damacy on the last show. Essentially, this is a very weird plot. I can't even go through it the second time. Basically, the king of all the cosmos has destroyed all the stars in the sky, and he's asking you, the prince, to take this small little ball called a katamari that makes everything that you roll into stick to it, and then starting off on a tabletop, and then you roll around stuff like dice and cards, and they stick, and it gets bigger. Then you roll on floors and pick up stuff like socks and cassette tapes, and it gets bigger. Then you go outside and pick up things like rakes, gradually getting bigger and bigger, and the idea is at the end of each stage, you have to get that katamari to a certain size. It's actually a pretty clever game, because the larger the katamari grows, it opens up whole new gameplay about where you can go next. So it's kind of a very nice adaptive thing there. And and it's also kind of crazy, because the first time it finally grows to this size and you've picked up cats and birds and like they're meowing, and then you roll over and suddenly a person gets attached to the katamari, it gets kind of crazy. It was a bit of a sleeper hit back in around 2005, I'm pretty sure it was like 2004 or 5, around that time anyway. And basically a lot of people liked it. But there was one problem though. It was released in America and that was fun and got a lot of support, but it was never actually quite released in Europe. Now, I really kind of wanted to play it. I basically, if you recall from the first time I played music from this game, like months ago, I actually briefly managed to play this game in 2005 in PAX, which was Penny Arcade Expo, because I was in Seattle at that time, or in the area of Seattle, and so I managed to, Penny Arcade was like a basic gaming convention, they had a bunch of consoles set up, and it was awesome, and I got to sit down and play all these different games, and then I saw Katamari Damacy, and I was going, this is the game everyone's talking about that's not been released in Europe, so I sat down and played as much as I could, and I had fun, but I never quite got to play through the whole game, and that's understandable, because it would have taken a few hours, although not too long, but I'll leave it at that. And I was kind of disappointed. And then there were sequels about it, but I always wanted just to play the original game. Well, I think about a year ago, I was in America again for a different convention, and then I suddenly went into this really neat second-hand video game shop, and there on sale was Katamari Damacy. Now, I know the problem here, something a lot of gamers deal with. The game I was buying was Katamari Damacy, and it was bought in America for American consoles, or also called the TV picture over there as NSTC. I was bringing it back and trying to play it in Europe, which would go to European PlayStation 2 consoles, which use PAL. But I figured, I'll make this work. So I took it, I brought it back, I put it in my PlayStation Home, and it didn't work. I said, okay, look, I have legally got this game, there's got to be a way I can get it working. And pretty much everyone said I either had to mod my PlayStation 2, which involved hardware stuff, or I had to emulate my computer, but that would involve modding PS2 again. There are all this kind of grey area stuff. The problem is a lot of the techniques I would have needed getting Katamari Damacy running on my PlayStation 2 are the same set of techniques that are used by people to get pirated games running on their PlayStation 2. So I kind of had this like grime of like I'm technically doing something bad here by trying to change my console to play this game. I legally bought this console, I legally bought this game, but I feel in order to actually get the two playing together, I'm doing this kind of like, you know, legally iffy sort of subject area, and that kind of unnerved me. That kind of unnerved me enough, and I tried the various different techniques, and in the end it took like months and I kind of just laid it aside, checking it, researching it once and twice again. Apparently there could have been one solution that involved just inserting a memory card into the console, but that it didn't seem to keep making those memory cards, and yeah. Finally, I actually managed to go into a shop, a specialist gaming shop, and I asked about this, and it turned out they did have a PlayStation 2 console that would actually play American video PlayStation 2 games. And this was awesome, but I figured, well, it's kind of an expensive purchase. I mean, it was about 70 euros, and that was a little much, and I already had a PlayStation 2 at home, which I could play it on, a slim one, which I'd got secondhand in a shop years and years ago. And I said, look, I've already got this. So I just left it at that, I went home, and then for the sake of it, I turned on my PlayStation 2 at home, and it was broken. And I was going, okay, hooray, now I've got justification to buy a new one. And I thought, okay, you know, it was kind of... And then I basically tried to do everything I could to get back from it. I felt a little guilty because it's like, but, you know, I managed to get the PlayStation and it was thankful and I got it set up. And I was thankfully able to play for the first time Katamari Damacy. And I played through. At first I was going, you know, it's a pity I already played the classic title track from this game. What can I do? But as I played through it, I realized Katamari Damacy is chock full of really great tracks. So even just playing two songs the last show, there's still plenty more good tracks. So I'm going to, and it's diverse, it's crazy, and it's fun. So I'm going to move on to one other track from that game. This track is called Roll Me In by Hideki Tobeta, with vocals by Yui Asaka and Mika Sayoto, and is from Katamari Damacy, of course, by Namco. So I'll play that all for you now, listen to some more great Katamari music, and then we'll move on to the next game. We'll roll on to the next game, so to speak. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy.
Shine.
That was Roll Me In by Hideki Tobieta with vocals by Yu Asuka and Miko Sato from Katamari Damacy by Namco. So, like I said, the original PlayStation 2 Katamari Damacy will be tricky to find unless you're maybe an American and can go, you know, secondhand shops and stuff. But there's been quite a few sequels, and after I played the game, I looked into some of the sequels, and apparently a lot of them seem to be pretty cool quality. So maybe if you're interested in the idea of a quirky, fun game where you roll up a lot of stuff, there you go. I'm kind of might take a look at the PS Vita version myself. Okay, so we're moving from a game about rolling up stuff to a game about controlling water or liquids or whatever. I am talking about a game, Puddle, by Neko Entertainment. And before I even start chatting, I think I'll just play one of the tracks. This is Enjoys Water. And it sounds like enjoys water, like someone enjoys water, but it actually enjoy apostrophe S water. So it's the water belonging to enjoy, apparently. I don't quite get it. But I'll just play the track and we'll chat a bit more about the game afterwards. So, have a listen. Hope you enjoy. Enjoys Water from Puddle by Neko Entertainment. Puddle is a game I played a bit ago on the PS Vita, but it's available from like countless different platforms. It's one of those indie games that's kind of available everywhere. Not on the Dreamcast. There is actually an indie game coming out. I think it has been released partially, but planned to be released on so many platforms that do include the Dreamcast, but this is not one of them. And in fact, I think that's the only indie game right now. But the point is, Puddle is basically it's very simple. You can tilt the screen, but that's kind of about it. It starts with a cup of coffee being laid down on a table, and the game starts with you tilting things left and right until you tip over the coffee, it spills on a chair, and you direct it through a drainage system. And that's kind of what it's about. You've basically got a liquid, and you can tilt the screen back and forward so it can like slosh this way and that way. If it gets too splattered up, it separates, and you might end up only keeping track of one blob, but then you might be able to join them back together and it's okay. And the object is to get this like splash of water from the start of the level to the end of the level. And usually there'll be a bunch of like serious problems or obstacles, or sometimes ramps that you have to go ramp over perfectly in order to get there and everything. And it's pretty cool, actually. I mean, it's sometimes I get a bit, sometimes I'm just, it feels a little simple and everything, but every level they keep raising the level. So some days it's, you're controlling water, then the next one it's fertilizer and you have to try to get it onto various plants so that they'll grow and they'll help you on the level. And then at one stage, you know, you've even got, end up like being fuel and you're going down at the center of a rocket and such. Yeah, there are rockets in the game as well. And then there's one weird thing where you're even inside the heart, and instead of rock and screen back and forth, you're controlling the heartbeat so that you can push the medicine through the arteries and stuff to get to your destination and still trying to not hit the sides unnecessarily. So it's actually kind of an interesting game, and it's very much kind of like a pick up and play game, but it's a lot of fun. And it's just I just like playing through it. And of course it's available on various different platforms and stuff, and there is a challenge in how you control the water and how you slosh it and how it spills and how you make sure it doesn't go in the wrong area. But there you go. So this is Puddle. It's by Neko Entertainment, and I think I'll leave you guys with I'll play one more song with it. This is called Pixel Bear. I kind of like this tune. It's a little more chiptune-y than a lot of the soundtracks. I know it's kind of funny. I mean, I've talked about how chiptune-y tracks are more for old games. So now I go to a new game that has a full rich soundtrack, and I kind of still go for the one that sounds like it was made for an old console. But, ah well, I like what I like anyway. This is Pixel Bear from Puddle. I think we've got time for one more track from Puddle. It's a nice selection, as you see. I think I'll go with Granular Anatomy right now. And this is from, as I said, Puddle by Neko Entertainment. It's, well, I think I'll leave it at that. This has been David Collins with BitNote. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you enjoy. Thank you. Just forgot to mention the music from all the Puddle soundtrack was by Arnaud Noble.